Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Learn to be Led by the Holy Spirit. Trying to run our own lives can be stressful, especially if we are motivated by fear, pride, or past hurt. For most of us, giving up control is a challenge. But there is one who is ready to help us, someone we can trust, and who always has the best intentions for us. And it's as simple as asking him to lead. The Holy Spirit wants to be invited into every detail of our lives. And in today's teaching series, Joyce will share what being led by the Spirit means and how we can recognize his voice in everyday life. Now, here's Joyce with today's series, Learning to be Led by the Holy Spirit.
Well, 100 years ago, a man named William Booth, who started the Salvation Army, made some very astounding statements. There were 6 that he made. I'm only going to talk about one of them tonight. But one of the things that he said that he feared for the church in the future is that we might someday have religion without the Holy Spirit. You say, well, how in the world can you have religion without the Holy Spirit? Well, you can't really have a relationship with Christ without the Holy Spirit, but it's very easy to have dead, dry, dull religion without the Holy Spirit. I know, because I had it for a lot of years in my life. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? It just amounts to maybe marching off to a building somewhere, and you can even be sincere. You can even do it with a love for God. I think you can even do it and really be born again. I was born again. I trusted Christ as my Savior. I understood the doctrines of the church. But I had no victory, no power in my everyday life, because it wasn't that I wasn't being taught anything about the Holy Spirit. We heard about the Trinity all the time and understood that doctrine of one God, 3 persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I was taught about the blood of Christ. I was taught about communion. There were many things that I was taught about. And in particular, in the denomination I was in, we learned a lot about salvation through grace. So I had a great foundation. But it's sad to say that in all the years that I was in that denomination, either I never heard anybody tell me, which is possible. You know, sometimes we're just not at a place yet where we're ready to hear. Or nobody was ever telling me that I could have the Holy Spirit filling me, living in my heart, guiding and directing my life, and that he wanted to come into close fellowship with me. And when I was introduced to that aspect of the Holy Spirit, things began to change for me absolutely radically. And I believe it's a time that God wants us to begin to talk about the Holy Spirit a little bit more. There are actually people today, if you talk about the anointing, they don't even know what you're talking about. If you talk about hearing from God, they think you're some weirdo from outer space. If you talk about being led by the Spirit, they don't even really have any real clue what that is. And my job as a teacher in the body of Christ is to make sure that, to the best of my ability, that you are filled with and led by the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul said that it was his ministry, his mission, and that it was the mission and the ministry of all who are calling themselves ministers of Christ to cause people, the Amplified Bible says, to obtain and be led by the Holy Spirit. We're not here just to get God to do everything we want him to do, so we can just have our happy little lives and get all of our needs met. God wants to meet our needs, and he definitely wants us to be happy, but we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. And to be led by the Holy Spirit, to be honest, if you really want to know the truth, if you're going to really be led by the Spirit, your life's going to get pretty exciting, because you're never going to be 100% sure on any day when you get up exactly what's going to happen. Amen? And so that's what keeps life exciting, versus just dead, dry, boring religion where you're following a few rules and regulations and you go to church every Sunday, but all week you live like the rest of the world out there, then go back to church the next Sunday and hope somehow or another you can get forgiveness for the wretched life you lived that week, then go back out and do it again and just repeat it over and over and over and over and over. We have so much available to us that it is absolutely amazing. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, and I'm not going to try to stand here and explain the Trinity to you because the math that we've learned, it doesn't calculate right. But we have one God who is three persons, or he manifests in three different ways. God the Father, God the Son, our Lord and Savior, who actually is the Word made flesh who came to dwell among us. That's why you got to love the Word, because when you love the Word, you're loving Jesus. When you get into the Word of God, you're fellowshipping with Jesus. You need to see it as a real living thing, not just some book that you need to read a chapter out of every day out of some kind of duty and obligation to God, thinking that you're going to get a check mark on your spiritual calendar now because you read a chapter of the Bible today. And I say that because that used to be the mentality that I had. I read a chapter a day, didn't understand any of it, but thought I'd gotten my check mark that day for reading the Word. You got to love the Word and study the Word, not just gloss over it. And I love to think about that when I'm fellowshipping. These are God's words to us. And then there's God the Holy Spirit, who is actually the power of God that's sent to us. It's the presence of God. He makes the presence of God real to us. It's the ability of God. The Holy Spirit brings us gifts and talents. It's the Holy Spirit that enables me to preach. It's the Holy Spirit who enabled these other people up here to sing. And it's the Holy Spirit who has enabled you to do whatever it is that you do. I don't care if you're a window washer or a janitor or a house cleaner or a mom or a business professional or a beautician or whatever it is that you do. God gives, I like to say it this way, God, of course, is creative in every way, but I think he gives to each one of us a little piece of himself. It is amazing to me the things that people like to do. And I look at that and think that would drive me crazy. But they actually like it because God has gifted them to do it and given them a desire to do it. Now, the place we get into trouble is when we try to start doing what somebody else is doing, but it's not our fit. It's not what God has given us to do. So we must be very careful in the world today because there's so much competition. And the world says, well, this job makes you important, but this job doesn't make you important. So many times, even though we're not gifted for this so-called more important job, we would be really happy just being down here, being behind the scenes, doing this simple little thing day in and day out. We don't want to be number one. We don't want to be out in front of people. There's this push from society to climb the ladder of success, even if you do climb it, you find out your ladder's leaned against the wrong building and you've been miserable your whole life because you're not being what God wants you to be. Amen. The Holy Spirit was present at creation. The Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the earth. And God said, Jesus was present at creation, and God was present there. We see the Trinity right in the very first chapter of the Bible. The Holy Spirit was present at Jesus' baptism. Jesus himself was baptized with the Holy Spirit. If he needed to be baptized in the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, have the power of the Holy Spirit in his life, how much more do we need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives? The 12 apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they were even told, don't you go out and try to do anything until you receive that power from on high. I happen to be excited about teaching about this tonight, and I hope it really touches some people in a very profound and a personal way. Let's begin to look at the Bible in John chapter 16, verses 7 and 8. Some of you are going to find right here in the next few minutes what your problem is. And you're about to get your answer. And I really believe that. Jesus said, however, I'm telling you nothing but the truth when I say that it's going to be profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you if I go away. Because if I don't go away, the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the advocate, the intercessor, the strengthener, the standby will not come to you into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. Now, how in the world, I'm sure the disciples thought, how in the world could we be better off if Jesus went away? Well, first of all, Jesus was with them, but the Holy Spirit was going to come and live in them. Now, with is good, but in is better. Amen? I mean, with is great, but in is just a whole lot closer. Hallelujah. And Jesus was in a human body just like we are. And so he could only be one place at one time, talking to one person at one time. But amazingly, the Holy Spirit can be everywhere all the time, speaking to, teaching, leading, and guiding every single person. Now, all of these things that, these words here that describe the Holy Spirit, he doesn't just say, and I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. First of all, the main name of the Holy Spirit is the Comforter. My gosh, do we ever need comfort? And how often do we run to people to get comfort and then get mad at them because they don't give it to us? Come on. Well, I'm hurting and you don't understand that I'm hurting and I needed you and you weren't there for me. Come on. And I'm not saying that, you know, we shouldn't minister to one another and help one another, but I'm going to tell you a secret. Before you go to any person when you're hurting to get comfort, go to God first. Come on now. You go to God first. If I need comfort and I go to God first and he wants to use my husband, he will use my husband. But if he doesn't want to use Dave, he might use Mike or he might use Penny or he might use Chris or he might use one of my kids. We need to let God be God and stop trying to dictate to him what he needs to do all the time. So you go first to God. Now listen to me. And when we begin to lean on God in this way for every little thing in our life, see, that was the most amazing thing to me when I really was introduced to the power of the Holy Spirit in my daily life was, I mean, when I had a serious problem, I went to God. But all these other so-called little things in my life, I wasn't going to, I mean, if I was having trouble fixing my hair, I wasn't going to ask God to help me with my hair. You know, if I was bowling and wasn't bowling good, I wasn't going to ask God to help me bowl. And some of you, even right now, you're thinking, oh, come on, God's got better. You know, you think, we get concerned about praying about little things. Listen, everything's little to God. Are you with me? Even your biggest problem is little to God. So why do we think that we can bring him this big stuff, but the little stuff don't matter? It's all little to God.
Thanks for listening. Discover the incredible role the Holy Spirit can play in your life with today's offer, Learning to Be Led by the Holy Spirit teaching series and the Holy Spirit e-booklet. This four-part audio series and e-booklet is available now for a gift of $25 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website, joycemeyer.org, and have it available to stream or read anytime in your Joyce Meyer app library. You can also call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Get your daily dose of encouragement with the Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Catch up on 7 days of Enjoying Everyday Life episodes. Grow deeper in God's Word with the daily devotional and question of the day. And enjoy all your favorite teachings from Joyce in your digital library. Find all this and more with the Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Search Joyce Meyer in your app store and download it today.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.